If you look at the nutrition label on a loaf of bread, you may come across folic acid or folate. It's a vitamin that, in pregnant women, has been shown to reduce debilitating and sometimes fatal birth defects. For decades, folic acid has been added to some foods, but not others. Now, as FM89's Kerry Klein reports, a new FDA decision to expand those foods could bring the vitamin to more people in the valley.
Graciela Soto is the mother of three in Woodlake, and like a lot of parents, she wants a car that can accommodate her family. But she has a unique set of needs. Her daughter Chantel is in a wheelchair.
I'm looking for a ramp. How complicated is it to use that?
They're very simple. We teach you how to use them to lock the wheelchair in.
11-year-old Chantel is getting too big to be lifted in and out of their current car. I met up with Soto at an event in Tulare for individuals with disabilities, and she was getting information about vans equipped for wheelchairs.
Do I need an appointment? Can I just walk in?
You can walk in. I recommend calling ahead of time.
When Soto went in for her first ultrasound 12 years ago, she was shocked to learn her unborn daughter had spina bifida. It meant her spinal cord wouldn't develop properly. Spina bifida is one of a family of conditions called neural tube defects, and studies have shown that taking folic acid can prevent most of these defects, if the mother starts early enough.
She was my first child, so I didn't know any better that I was supposed to be taking folic acid before my pregnancy. Maybe had I taken the folic acid prior, maybe she wouldn't have had this diagnosis.
Folic acid is added to grains like wheat and rice flour in breads, cereals, and pasta. But Soto's diet is based less on wheat and rice flour and more on corn masa flour.
Tacos, enchiladas, corn tortillas. Like you would eat bread in a meal, but we eat them for breakfast or lunch or dinner.
Unfortunately, Soto's not alone. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say Hispanic Americans are at higher risk for neural tube defects than other ethnicities, and the risk is even higher for those born in Mexico. But earlier this year, the FDA approved fortifying corn masa with folic acid, and a prominent masa manufacturer has jumped on board. It's a series of events that was many years in the making and is poised to have an impact right here in the San Joaquin Valley.
So if you look at the spinal cord is encased in a rim of bone.
Patricia Clerkin is a pediatric neurosurgeon at Valley Children's Hospital in Madera. She says in spina bifida, the spinal cord doesn't close properly, and part of it may actually extend outside the body.
You have kids without any problems to kids who are profoundly debilitated, paraplegic, to kids who do not survive beyond the first couple days of life.
Those who do survive require a lot of specialized care. Valley Children's is one of the few medical centers in Central California with a dedicated spina bifida clinic. Clerkin says the clinic has over 1,000 patients, some of whom drive in from as far as Sacramento and San Luis Obispo.
It's a very chronic problem, and it is a large part of this hospital and this practice.
The condition is rare. The CDC estimates about 1,500 people are born with it each year in the U.S. In the San Joaquin Valley, the rate is highest in Tulare County. Most of those cases are among Hispanics. Still, the numbers are lower than they used to be. Products enriched with folic acid, mostly with wheat flour, hit the shelves in 1996. Since then, the CDC estimates that spina bifida cases have dropped by over a third. Folic acid supplements are available, but some women don't know to start taking them early.
Unfortunately, it is important to be taking the folic acid before conception, so food is critical.
But women who don't rely on wheat flour have been left behind. Sarah Struwe saw the need for more fortified foods. She's president of the National Spina Bifida Association. In 2012, the association teamed up with March of Dimes and other groups to petition the FDA to get folic acid in corn masa.
It started with a series of phone calls that led to face-to-face meetings and getting individuals who were doing research at CDC involved, and it really gelled as a group. We were able to come together and make a big difference.
4 years later, in April of this year, the FDA announced it would expand its recommended fortifications to include corn masa flour. It's voluntary, but the world's largest masa manufacturer has already committed to it. The Mexican company, Gruma, produces brands like Mission and Guerrero tortillas and Maseca corn masa. Gruma promised its improved foods by the fall, and fortified Maseca, at least, has already been rolled out. For some families, it's just in time for cooking homemade tamales for the holidays. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Kerry Klein.